to Matty Lindsay, who once again got the spoils at his home track on Saturday with Magnesium Rose. How are you, Matt?
Good, Michael. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, mate. Congratulations. Gee, you continue to place this little filly to perfection.
Yeah, she's a very handy filly and tries her guts out every start. So wherever you put her in, you know you're going to get a good run.
225,000 now from 9 starts. It's a pretty good return.
Yeah, absolutely. For myself and all the owners who took the plunge and got involved, most of them their first horse. So I'm quite happy that we can sort of repay them financially and sort of with the entertainment value of having a handy horse like this.
How much more do you think you can squeeze out of her before the good ones come back for the spring?
Well, one or two maybe. There's a nice race this Saturday at Flemington. Still debating about whether she'd handle going a week later. Well, obviously there's the same race 2 weeks between at Caulfield again, but we'd just be 3 kilos worse off. So they're probably the two options short term anyway.
With all this prize money that you're earning from Magnesium Rose, have you invested in a couple more horses for yourself, and have the other owners done the same?
Well, yeah, I've actually got a few more people want to get into horses, but I should have picked up a few more when yearling season was on. I might have made a bit of a mistake there, especially while Magnesium Rose is going so well. But I've got one of the breakers at the moment, Foxwoods filly, but unfortunately she's booked out already. But yeah, I wish I had picked up a couple more.
So how many have you got now altogether?
I've just got that one yearling filly, and a couple of hobby breeders have given their horses to me. So I had a couple more there, but nothing's close to racing.
Well, at least Magnesium Rose is flying the flag. And, of course, you're still looking after Cole's horses there as well as a racing manager. And, gee, the stable for Colin was flying a few weeks ago when he had a couple of nice winners, including Vacillator. I see he's got one in at Pakenham today who's well in the market. What do you make of Pico?
Yeah, Pico, good little filly. There's not much of her, but arguably should have won her first start. Comes into a nice race here. The top two knocking on the door of winning their maidens as well. So she's right sort of in the mix of those two. Gets the right runner, I think she's as good a chance as those two are.
All right, well, we'll cheer home Pico in race number two, and we might get to see Magnesium Rose at headquarters on Saturday.
Yeah, maybe. We'll roll it over for the next day and see where we land.
All right, well done on Saturday, Matty.
Thank you, mate.